7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. Joining us today, Jamie Frank, superintendent at Windham Area Schools. Nice sunshiny spring morning.
It's a beautiful day.
You feel like there ought to be a track meet today, don't you?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
A little early, but we're kind of getting to where we're in transition period, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah, the spring weather is really nice, but tomorrow doesn't look like spring weather.
No, that's right. So we'll enjoy today and stay home tomorrow.
Great. Yeah. I like that idea.
All right. We've got a lot going on. We're going to jump right in here. We're going to talk about curriculum a little bit. And the social studies curriculum adoption. Now, is that because new curriculum is coming, or is that, do you adopt curriculum every year?
So we do have a curriculum cycle. So here's how it works. The state of Minnesota, or MDE, the Minnesota Department of Education, reviews standards on a 10-year cycle. Okay, so you know, they just reviewed the social studies standards and put new standards into place. So now districts have 2 years to adopt curriculum to meet those standards, right? And meanwhile, we're doing that. MDE is on to reviewing math standards. And then, you know, and then it goes on to FIAD standards and music standards and, you know, English language arts. And it's just a 10-year cycle that is staggered. So as MDE reviews their standards, then districts have local control over the curriculum that we use to teach and assess those standards.
Okay. Is there a lot of changes from time to time?
It depends. You know, last year we were looking at science curriculum, and science, they had done a lot of changes too. So, you know, earth science used to be in, call it, you know, eighth grade, and then they right. changed it to ninth grade. And, you know, so it took a lot of curriculum changes to meet those standards in science. Social studies, not so much. The social studies adoption team, you know, first they have to learn the new standards, you know, the teachers themselves. So they spent a lot of time learning standards and learning, you know, what students need to know and be able to do to meet those standards. And then they started looking for curriculums that would help them teach. And it's interesting because this request that came to the school board on Monday has a lot of maps and globes and, you know, those sorts of things. Because you think to yourself, well, maps don't change very much, but sometimes they do.
They kind of do.
They kind of do. So they do need updated materials as well. So
interesting. So extra costs then? More money to update?
Yeah, so this particular curriculum is for middle high school is $107,000. So curriculum is very expensive. We do stay up to date on our curriculum, though. Like I said, we just cycle it through. You know, every year we plan to spend at least $100,000 on updated curriculum. Last year, you know, we looked at, last year was literacy for elementary, and that was over $100,000. And then the year before that was science. So it's expensive, but it's really important that our teachers have materials and curriculum that they can use because, you know, as we're assessed on the MCAs, you know, it all aligns, right?
Sure.
The MCAs assess the standards. And so it's really important that we're teaching to the rigor that is expected of us. So
does the new curriculum, is that go into effect like right away or next fall, or what is there a timeline?
Yeah, it'll be next fall. So we'll place the order now that the board has approved the social studies curriculum. We'll place the order. It'll come within the next couple of months, and then our teachers will have some summer hours to review. And you know, there's always, no matter what curriculum you buy, there's always going to be room for supplemental materials.
Sure.
You know, so they have to find the holes and, you know, create materials that need to supplement. So they'll have the summer to do those sorts of things. And then in the fall, they'll start with the new curriculum.
All right. Very good. So moving on, this is kind of one of the first signs that the seniors are going to be leaving us. And that's the mural. But they have to have it done before, there's a million. This is the last one of these, And this is kind of the beginning of that.
The beginning of the end.
Yes.
We're awfully proud of our seniors and all of the accomplishments that they've done. And so this is always a time of year where we're sad to see them go, but also really proud of them and excited for the opportunities that lie ahead of them. Wyndham Schools does a fabulous job of building a foundation so that students can really have choices in their career. So it's an exciting time, but yes, the senior mural is one of those things that is a fun collaborative effort by the senior class. So this year, their mural that again went to the school board on Monday night, it's a picture of a loon flying over a river with a bridge in the background. Now that river is the Des Moines River and the bridge is, the Highway 60 bridge there. Yeah. So they chose the loon because it symbolizes independence and it shows... I'm reading off of a quote from the senior group that put this together. So
this isn't your interpretation.
This is not my interpretation. This is from the senior class. They go on to say, it shows how we transition into living more independently as we will be making our own choices in life moving forward. The scenery is referenced from the picture of the river that runs through Wyndham to show the connection to where we are graduating from. They think the river being in the frame was really important because it represents life's journey.
Very nice. And, some years the mural has more meaning. Sometimes it's just fun. Sometimes it's something that doesn't make sense to anybody except for the seniors. It really is interesting. If you haven't ever walked down the hall and looked at all of those, you need to.
You really do. We have the Farm and Home Show coming up, and that's right. A great opportunity for the public to be in the school. And I know you're at the Farm and Home Show all the time, Steve. And the senior hall is full of senior murals. It's beautiful. And the only requirement we ask of the seniors is that it's appropriate. And Mr. Joyce, makes sure that it's appropriate. But they're all very different.
Yeah. And then they stay there for, 20 years until it gets replaced? There's this kind of a cycle because the wall's only so big.
Well, the walls are so big, and we ran out of space last year, but... we did not want to erase anyone's senior mural, so we are now going to other parts of the school with those senior murals. So we are down junior hall now.
Okay. So the plan is fill the whole school with them.
Fill the whole school.
That's really neat. So will it be, are they going to start working on it now then? Or are they to the point of, is it done? Or is there a timeline?
So the first thing that they do is, put the mural together. It goes to the school board, which it did on Monday night. The school board approved, gave them nods, looks great to us. So they are going to start painting soon. Hopefully it will be done before graduation day.
Yeah. Nobody gets a diploma till the mural's done.
Usually they end up working on it in the summer.
I'm sure. Very cool. Well, that's neat, and it'll be a nice addition, too. All right. Let's see. Other things that happened. Contract for services with SWWC.
Yeah. So the school board also approved the contract for services. We've been working with Southwest West Central Cooperative for years. It's a co-op of 63 districts in Southwest Minnesota, and we purchase specialty services through them. So when you think of specialty services, those are services that are in our students' IEPs that maybe we don't need a full-time person for, or it would be really hard to hire a specialty service if we were doing that on our own. So we work together with a co-op. So some examples might be occupational therapy or speech and language services or deaf, hard of hearing services. The rates are based on a formula of enrollment per district, and then, of course, the service time needed for our students' individual plans. So it's a great cooperative to work with. And again, that contract was approved by the board on Monday night. So,
and that really is just kind of almost a renewal of what you've been doing, right?
Yeah, an adjustment and renewal. We did decrease the amount of services from a behavior analyst and then also the special ed administrator services. We have somebody in-house now, Amanda Wilson, that takes care of all of those. So we were able to save some money that way this time to the tune of about $80,000.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah. So always good, always refining and adjusting based on student needs and how we can be most efficient.
Yes. So speaking of fine-tuning and adjusting and everything else, the average class size is something that you guys monitor constantly.
It is. You know, students enroll and unenroll often, you know, not sure. Unenroll necessarily, but there's a little bit of movement during the school year, but then especially in the summer. So 85 is the average number of students per grade these days in Windham, which is a nice strong number.
That's a good number.
It is a good number. So, you know, just depending on when students have birthdays and those kinds of things, sometimes we have classes that are above average, like our 9th and 10th graders next year will be, 9th grade will be at 96 and 10th grade will be at 105 students.
Wow.
So they're above average. And then we have a class of 2nd graders right now going into 3rd grade for next year that's at 67 students. So, and then everything else is in between, and that chart is listed in your notes there, Steve, yep. too. And you'll see that all other classes are, you know, above average mostly, except that one grade class going into 3rd grade. So the school board did decrease a section of 3rd grade for next year. So we'll have 3 sections of 3rd grade, which will be 22 students per section. If we would have left them at 4 sections, it would have been 16 students per section, which is pretty low.
Right.
So what we're going to do is take that 3rd grade position and put it into the high school. So those classes that have 100 kids in them need more support. So we're just doing a little adjustment, and that happened at the board meeting on Monday night as well.
And that kind of happens, I'm assuming, every year as the ebb and flow of students come through.
Yes, that is true. We're constantly watching class sizes and student enrollment and just making adjustments because we don't want to overspend, but yet we still need to get support to the students. So
the average of 85, is that, how does that compare with 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
It's increased over time since okay. I've been here. You know, I've been here 11 years. When I first started, we still had 4 sections of, you know, students in classrooms, but they were, you know, 18, 19 students per section.
Okay.
And now we're looking at the low 20s, you know, so.
Now, is that enough of a increase over that period of time where the school, the class, the AAA, AAA classifications, do those get affected by these numbers?
So they haven't recently. You know, for football, we were able to decrease a class, but that had a mm-hmm. lot to do with our free and reduced price lunch numbers more than anything.
Oh, okay.
So there's lots of things that play into the classes, but for the most part, we've remained the same.
Okay, and I just, when we've got a couple of classes in the high school now that are over 100, you wonder if, well, does that mean the high school, those are the numbers they use when they determine classify, you know, and there's a lot of what ifs kind
yeah.
of things.
So. It goes off of high school size, so it okay. would take all 4 of those grades.
Okay, an average amount.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. What else do we need to mention today?
Well, we're wrapping up our winter activities. We have a wrestler, Cameron Corner, up at the state tournament right now. He wrestles in 2 hours at 12:30. So
We want to wish him good luck.
Wish him the best of luck, absolutely. Our boys basketball plays Fairmont tonight in sections. They play at Fairmont. If you're looking to cheer them on from home, just go to our Facebook page. There'll be a link there, and you can watch them on Huddle. Beyond that, we're looking forward to spring sports beginning on March 8th. It's track, baseball, and softball, and right around the corner.
I can't believe it's spring sports time already.
Yes, I know. The year is flying as usual,
yeah,
right?
They always do. I can't let you go without mentioning your earrings.
Oh, do you like those?
Yes, they are. They definitely show your support today.
Okay.
I'm not going to wear them to the game tonight.
Yes, absolutely. This is my attire for game day.
Very nice. Well, they
blue
look
and
good.
Gold.
They're blue and gold Eagles earrings, kind of hangy hoop things. Are they custom made for you?
They were custom made for the Booster Club.
Okay.
So if anyone is interested in Eagle wear earrings, see the Booster Club's cart at home events and we'll be able to hook you up.
Very good. All right, Jamie Frank, anything else we need to mention today?
Middle school play is on March 20th and 21st, so get your tickets for that.
They're always so fun. Those are always good.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Jamie, thank you for talking with us today.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.